Let's go over to Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of Yahweh is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And I couldn't say it any better than that, brethren. The word of Yahweh does all those things. It cuts to the quick, brethren, because it is proceeding from the very mouth of Yahweh. So the sword is what you're going to be able to use to defend yourself against the adversary. Yahshua did it in Matthew 4 when he was tempted, in Luke 4. The adversary tried to twist the word, and the way that Yahshua battled him was by using the word. And when Paul was in dire straits, when people were trying to accuse him, he used the word of Yahweh to roll it back. And every instance that you see, the apostles and others who were faced with danger and who were being persecuted and accused, what they did was they repeatedly relied upon the word of Yahweh to bring things back to order and stability. And this is what we must do, brethren. Mainly on the defensive, but there will be times when you will have to do it on the offensive as well. And I don't mean arguing with people. We don't argue about scripture, brethren. You must give a good witness always. But there will be times when you have to speak out against evil, and you will have to do it spontaneously, because you're going to have to get in the fray and say, that's not right, this shouldn't be done. And that's an offensive thing you're going to have to do, but it's something that we must do if we're going to achieve that balance and let people know there's a better way. There's a better way. And for one of our final scriptures, two more scriptures here, Revelation 2, verse 12. And I mentioned that I would emphasize once again the fact that we're not in this battle alone. Revelation 2, 12. And to the angel of the congregation of Pergamum write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this. Who's the one who has the sharp two-edged sword? It's Yahshua. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. And it seems like we're always facing the same situation. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit acts of immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Therefore repent, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. To him who overcomes, to him I will give a sum of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone which no one knows but he who receives it. So brethren, he will make war against them with the sword of his mouth. We don't, you know, there's some religions out there that think that we somehow have to stockpile weapons and have a compound and prepare for armed resistance against the government and all that. You'll never hear that from YPTC. Never. Because it's not biblical. It's not scriptural. We don't fight, brethren, with the sword of men. We fight with the sword of the word of Yahweh. And we leave the battle up to him in his time and in his day. Will there be a destruction someday of renegade governments and nations and all that? Yahweh knows. But it'll be by his hand and not by our hand. Our responsibility is to face all of this in a spiritual way. We are not in battle alone, brethren. Yahshua does battle for us. Remember the theme of the Exodus and the angel of Yahweh that goes before the people always. And for a final passage of scripture, brethren, as we think on these things, please turn with me to Isaiah 59, and we'll read there beginning with verse 14. Isaiah 59:14. Justice is turned back. And think about how all this describes our present age. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking. And he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. And brethren, we make ourselves a prey, because we do turn aside from evil. Now Yahweh saw, and it was displeasing in his sight that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness like a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. According to their deeds, so he will repay wrath to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the coastlands he will make recompense. So they will fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of Yahweh drives. A redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declares Yahweh. This, brethren, is what we all eagerly await, the salvation of Yahweh, coming by the hand of Yahweh himself. So may Yahweh bless us all as we consider these things, and as we take our lives seriously and our walk with him seriously, and as we do battle against the forces of evil in our day. And may we all succeed and have the victory in Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Randy to come forward to close with a word of prayer. Thank you.
Let's all rise and bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for these words that we've heard today. We pray that as we go through the next work week, we'll remember these words and try to apply them to our lives, Father. We also pray that you'll open our eyes and give us a better understanding of what's going on around us. We also pray, Father, that you'll humble us and make us your servants so we can be a good example to those that we come in contact with. Father, we ask all of these things in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.